Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Friday evening, March 27th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Adia Anis announces reverse stock split. Adia Inc. announced a 1-for-7.7 reverse stock split of its common stock effective before market open on April 1, 2026. The move aims to meet NASDAQ listing standards by increasing the per-share price above $1. Shareholders will see their shares automatically adjusted with no fractional shares issued. The company expects outstanding shares to decrease from 3.9 million to approximately 500,000 post-split.
Forian Inc. announces fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results. Forian Inc. reported its financial results for the fourth quarter and full year 2025, showing a 37% increase in revenue for the quarter and a 50% increase for the full year. Despite a net loss of $1.80 million in the fourth quarter, the company's adjusted EBITDA was $0.2 million. For the full year, Forian achieved a net loss of $2.90 million and an adjusted EBITDA of $0.80 million.
LIXT Biotech LXT advances precision oncology with LB-100, strengthens position through Lyre Technologies partnership. LIXT Biotech is advancing precision oncology with LB-100, a novel small molecule compound aimed at enhancing the efficacy of chemotherapy and radiation through a strategic partnership with Liora Technologies. The company integrates multimodal oncology data to enable precision-guided patient care and streamlined clinical trials. These developments position LIXT Biotech at the forefront of innovation in cancer treatment. EUGI Electric Division files base rate increase request. EUGI Electric Division has filed a request with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission to increase base rates for electric distribution service by $17.30 million annually. The proposed increase aims to cover completed system upgrades and fund necessary improvements for customer service and reliable electric service. UGI Electric serves around 63,000 customers in Luzerne and Wyoming counties. For more information, visit www.ugi.com.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Internals Inc. files NI 43-101 technical report supporting Swanson Gold Project PEA. The report outlines a mine-to-mill strategy, showcasing a potential gold production restart with a 65% after-tax IRR, CONE $101 million, NPV 5%, and US $1,569 a PAS AIC. LaFleur Minerals is advancing engineering, drilling, and permitting towards a production decision.
B2I Digital named marketing partner for Century Capital Conference 2026. B2I Digital has been named marketing partner for the 2026 Century Capital Conference, set for April 14th at NASDAQ Market Site in New York City. The conference will feature 500-plus attendees, including institutional investors and industry leaders across various sectors. B2I Digital will enhance investor reach through digital campaigns, connecting companies with investors before, during, and after the event. Aptevo's Miplatomic shows 86% clinical benefit rate in frontline AML. As emerging data demonstrate additive benefit to standard of care treatment, Aptevo's Miplatomic demonstrates an 86% clinical benefit rate in frontline AML, showing promising results in combination with standard of care treatment. New data from the Ryanair trial reveals a 79% remission rate and 55% achieving MRD negative status. The therapy safety profile is highlighted, with no patients experiencing cytokine release syndrome. Aptevo CEO sees Miplatomic playing a significant role in improving frontline AML treatment outcomes.
Ethema hires veteran CFO James Meters, Poage as CFO, effective March 30th, 2026. With over 35 years of experience in corporate accounting and finance, Poage will assist with SEC filings, restructuring operations, and facilitating new acquisitions and capital raising. CEO Sean Leon expressed excitement for Poage's expertise and welcomed him to the team, highlighting his value in addressing past disclosure challenges. The Floor Minerals Inc. executives outlined positive PEA results and future production plans in a recent investor webinar. The company's low capex mine-to-mill project is on track, with a gold mill set to restart soon. The Floor aims for profitability with the successful PEA backing their strategy. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. The permitting fog is lifting on one of North America's highest-grade copper projects. The permitting fog is lifting on one of North America's highest-grade copper projects. Trilogy Metals Inc. reveals Arctic deposit grades at approximately 5.6% copper equivalent with a 13-year mine life projection. The Trump administration reinstates the 2020 decision for the Ambler Access Road in Alaska, signaling federal support for the Upper Kobuk mineral projects. A new wave of investor interest is drawn to Trilogy Metals as the regulatory environment improves for domestic copper developers.
Investor news breaks: American Fusion Inc. receives SEC no review for Form 10-12G registration. American Fusion Inc. has received SEC no review for its Form 10-12G registration statement, set to be effective on May 14, 2026. This move will subject the company to full Exchange Act reporting requirements. The upcoming Form 10-Q post-February 2026 merger will enhance transparency. This milestone could lead to an OTCQB uplisting, Form 211 sponsorship, and investment banking talks for capital formation and a potential national exchange listing.
Cardiodialysis TM, a next-generation technology to reduce major adverse cardiovascular events. Cardiodialysis TM, a next-generation technology developed by Siggen Therapeutics, aims to reduce major adverse cardiovascular events. Unlike traditional statins, this medical device filters inflammatory and pathogenic molecules from the bloodstream, potentially saving thousands of lives yearly. With a simpler design and broader target range, cardiodialysis could revolutionize cardiovascular disease treatment. For more information, visit Siggen Therapeutics' website.
Iran war improves the long-term prospects of EVs. The conflict involving Iran is shaking global energy markets, but it may create a turning point for the future of transport. While the short-term effects are painful, the situation could strengthen the long-term growth of electric vehicles, EVs, highlighting the weaknesses of relying on fossil fuels. This could brighten the prospects of EV makers like Rivian Automotive Inc.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.